Blog Talk Radio.
Today is, do you like receiving gifts and do you like giving gifts? You know, you may be thinking, Coach Adams, I'm intrigued. This is an interesting question. Well, let's get into it and let's go on a journey of discovery and explore this very thought. You get a gift, you get a gift, you get a gift, you get a gift.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I genuinely love and enjoy Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, Master Motivator, Lifestyle, Personal, and Professional Coach, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that we are going to dig right on into today that I'm real excited about. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archive the previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/in. Inspired Media for you. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey personally and professionally so that you can be in a greater position to do what? Win. Work it now. Work your vision so that you can achieve your goal and ultimately live out your dreams. We'll allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you in our broadcast around today's subject, and then we're going to open it up for our audience participation if time permits, at which time we so welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. This, of course, always lends to a more interactive environment, a richer environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. If you don't already have your notepads, pens, your laptops, desktops, your smartphones with your notes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need, to grab the jewels and nuggets that will be shared today, we encourage you, get it, get it, get it. Go get it. But wait a minute. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow, flow, flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school, send a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, send an email. Bottom line, we think you get the point. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win, and we're looking at a great gift. A great gift. Oh, wait a minute. You get a gift. You get a gift. You get a gift. You get a gift. And speaking of gifts, I trust that you had an enjoyable and truly joyous Christmas celebration. Of course, yesterday was the observance for celebrating the great gift that God has given, and that being the birth of Christ. And so we trust again that you had just an enjoyable and rich time in whatever you did with family as you celebrated the birth of Christ. Do you know that I absolutely love, 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 love giving and getting gifts. I really do. And I want to know from you, do you like giving or receiving gifts? That is such a thought to process. Do you like giving or receiving gifts? You know, the holiday season often causes people actually to be more giving. And I love it. You know, it's so interesting because probably a week and a half or so ago, less than 2 weeks ago, I was in the drive-thru at In-N-Out getting my little protein burger and fries. Okay, don't judge me. And at least it was a protein burger. I was in the drive-thru getting my protein burger and fries. And when I pulled up to the window to pay for my order, the young lady said, oh, the person in the car ahead of you took care of your order. And I said, really? They said, yes, they took care of your order. And I thought how sweet that was that that individual gave a random act of kindness to someone, a stranger that they did not know. And in this case, I was able to reap the benefit of that kind gesture. and so turned, picked up the bill of the person behind me. And I kind of paid it forward, right? And so, you know, I was so grateful in thanking the individual in front of me. And she was so kind because she said, did you pay for the people behind you? And I said, I did. She said, was it more than your order? I said, don't worry about it. I'm good. I'm grateful. And I just thought, what a big heart that this individual had. And I know that this act of kindness, this random act of kindness, because we're in such a season all around gift giving and all of that, I anticipated that that increased her willingness to give. Now, I don't know her. She could be doing that all the time. It could have nothing to do with the holiday season. But I anticipate, because the holidays oftentimes causes people to be more giving, that that may have been a part of what was on her heart. And so, you know, it caused me to process and think. Because like I mentioned in the opening, if you're anything like me, I love receiving. And not only do I love receiving, but I love giving beautiful gifts. I love giving, you know, this gift that has been thoughtfully picked out with great consideration, and it has been wrapped in this beautiful paper. You know, I like to put the tissue paper in the box because I want to increase the suspense, you know, the suspensefulness, the anticipation of opening this gift. You have the beautiful paper, and I love putting on a nice ribbon and a bow because the presentation makes it even greater in the suspensefulness and the anticipation of uncovering what's inside. Sometimes I'll put a gift box in a box just again to increase that. And it's interesting because psychologists have stated that gift giving awakens joy, happiness, excitement, and cheer. So this holiday season, as we were looking at the gifts that we were given, the gifts we were receiving, know that there were several emotions that were evoked around them. You know, it makes me think about when I was a little girl, because I'm an only child, and so of course, you know, when I was growing up and my mom and dad were married, everything evolved around the only child, the little princess of the house. And, you know, I can remember Christmases where there would be all of these gifts under the tree, all of these presents under the tree, beautifully wrapped under this beautiful tree. Could not wait. And I did feel that sense of joy and happiness and excitement and cheer, but also the anticipation. Ooh, what did I get? And I'm sure you felt the same on yesterday, because this season is about giving. But this is the reality, that the ultimate gift that has been given during this season is the gift of Christ. The ultimate gift. And I'm not opposed to giving material gifts, but it's important to recognize that truly Jesus is the reason for the season at the heart. And that is my belief. Now, yours may be different, but that is mine. And that's my roadmap that governs my journey and how I navigate. And so I want to share with you that if we buy into the fact that Jesus is the true reason for the season, and that without question, this is and was God's greatest gift to each and every one of us, to humanity, to me, to you, wherever you are, this great gift, that the second that we know that we have this great gift in Christ comes this coding in our very DNA that you and I, we have a gift. So God gave the gift of Christ, but each and every one of us, we have the great gift in us, and a gift that in essence is supposed to be unwrapped for the world. And so I believe that ultimately the goal of each and every one of our lives, my life, your life, is that we would unlock the code to God's purpose for our lives, his greatest gift in us, and that this great gift in us would be our way of giving back to humanity. God has given each and every one of us a gift, and our gift is to live out the assignment and the purpose that God has called us to. He's given us the gift of Christ, which in turn enables us to have code of purpose in us, this higher call, this higher assignment. And our gift back to God is to give the gift that he has placed in us to the world and live it out. That could be that book that you haven't written yet. It could be the screenplay you haven't written, the song, the album that hasn't been written, the business that has not yet been started. We can go on and on. The invention that you have not yet done. Whatever it is, our journey is about unlocking, unearthing this code of purpose, which is God's great gift to each and every one of us. And, you know, I think about this, you know, when we're talking about this gift that God has given us in our DNA of purpose, this coding in our DNA, this assignment, this call that we are to fulfill. And I think about that beautifully wrapped gift that we talked about, the gift that's in the box, and maybe the box contains the box that has the gift in it. You have your tissue paper. And then that tissue paper is in the box that's in the box that now has a lid on it. And you wrap the box. And that ribbon that's been tied around it and the bow is sitting on top. And the anticipation and the excitement around opening this gift and discovering what's on the inside. This awakening of joy and happiness and excitement and cheer around this anticipation of uncovering what's inside. And the same is true for our purpose, the purpose that God has for us on our lives, that it is a great gift that we have to unwrap. We have to unlock the code of what it is and discover what it is so that now it's been revealed to us and we can now be in a position to give it back as our contribution to the world around us. You know, my great gift is the gift of empowerment, the gift of coaching, the gift of speaking. Nothing brings me greater fulfillment than empowering others. I love it. It makes my heart sing. As we talked about, when you open a gift, you get that awakening of joy and happiness and excitement and cheer. I can say that all of those things really opens up for me when I give the gift of empowerment in the various ways in which I give it, through one-on-one coaching, group coaching, speaking, training, private mastermind, team building, all of that, it brings me great fulfillment. What is the gift that you have been given this beautifully wrapped gift. Now, this is the thing. The gift that has been beautifully wrapped is not supposed to stay wrapped. That's where the discovery comes, as we're giving a metaphor for the sake of understanding this and relating it to this holiday season. But we're allowing this connecting point to really be this roadmap for life, this process of this gift and this unwrapping. Because when you got a gift yesterday or the day before Christmas Eve, some families celebrate and open gifts on Christmas Eve. I know mine, when everyone was here in California, that was my family's traditional day to come together as a family on Christmas Eve. And so we would come together on Christmas Eve. We would have the delicious meal that had been planned by whoever's hosting, or collectively we would all contribute whatever it looked like that year, at whoever's house it was designated at that year. I remember doing it on a number of occasions at my different homes here when my family was here, and just the joy of cooking and preparing this delicious meal. I remember one year, I wanted to get so creative, and I had gotten this Martha Stewart book. And Martha Stewart, of course, you, I'm sure, recognize the name and know who she is. Martha Stewart had, on the cover of this particular magazine that year, she had a Christmas tree that was made out of carnations as a centerpiece. And I thought, ooh, I want to do that, because I wanted to give my family an extra special experience in addition to the cooking of the meal and preparation and all of that. I wanted to, you know, make everything look fabulous and beautiful. And so I brought in all of these details like this carnation Christmas tree. Well, that carnation Christmas tree, woo, I didn't know it at the time, but as I got into it, it was a project in and of itself, as if cooking the full meal wasn't enough. That right there, I had taken on more than I can chew. I bit off more than I could chew, as one would say. But boy, did it lend to the whole experience of this season and setting the stage. It was a beautiful accent to the entire meal of all of what had been prepared. And then, of course, you know, as I mentioned, we come together on Christmas Eve, and now we're exchanging gifts and the different beautiful packages, and people are excited. They have this joy and this happiness and this cheer around what's in this beautiful wrapped gift. What is it? What will I discover? What will I and that was our transition, our tradition, I should say more accurately. Our tradition was Christmas Eve. And so we would pass the gifts around, and one by one, everyone would open the different gifts. And I would open mine very carefully, because I oftentimes didn't want to just tear the paper open as an adult, of course. As a child, I would just rip it open, you know? Just, yeah, got to get in there. And God wants us to, as we relate this to our journey and our lives, God wants us to unwrap our gift. It's not designed to stay in the beautiful package and hidden away. You have to unwrap it, uncover it. And that requires you to go on a journey of discovery. If you have not yet already done that and you don't know what it is, that is your assignment, to go on this journey of discovery. Because there is a plan for your life. There is an assignment, a purpose for your life. And you are gifted in certain areas, in certain ways. And if you are struggling with discovering your gift, you can definitely seek that out. I want to share with you a resource that is a great resource for discovering your spiritual gifts very specifically. And this is a free spiritual gift test. It is found at spiritualgiftspluraltest.com, pluraltest.com. Great resource. It's an assessment that you would do that allows you to discover, because you may be sitting there thinking, I don't even know what it is. I don't know what my gifts are, Coach Adams. And so I need support with that. And this is a great resource for you, because you have a gift that has been placed in you for you to unlock, for you to discover and uncover and give it to the world. It can't stay wrapped. See, when you haven't tapped into it, in essence, metaphorically, it is a wrapped gift. But you have to unwrap that gift and give it to others. And so the acronym that I have for you today, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know your Coach Adam. A good acronym that helps us to stay focused on a centralized thought. And in this case, it is the great gift. So gift, G-I-F-T. And I believe that this gift is God's intended focused plan to live out, for you and I to live out. G, God's, I, intended, F, focused plan, T, to live out. We are to live out God for our lives with intention. And so that is your gift. And continue to develop and grow at the next level, to the next level. You know, I often challenge individuals, and I'm challenged as well, to come up with a single word that would be your focus for the coming year. So as we prepare to close out, because this, in essence, is our final Monday of 2022. When we come together again, we are going to have crossed over to a new year. And I want you to begin to think about, if you haven't already, as you are discovering your gifts and taking it to the next level, think about, what is your centralized word for the year? What does that represent for you? Because that's your focus. Everything would come back to, in some way, swirl around that singularity word that becomes your focus for the year. And it should be tied to and associated with your actual gift that you have to give to the world. And so what is that for you? My word that I'm building on, increase. That's my word that I'm building on. Your word needs to be specific to you, but my word is increase. And this increasing meaning that I am going to make greater in size and the amount and the intensity in every area of my life. I'm going to increase. I'm going to grow and move to the next level. So that's my word. What is your word? I would love for you to either do one of two things. One, to text your name and your focus word for the year. Text your name and your focus word for the year to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Go ahead and text your name, your word for the year. Would love to hear that. And or you may engage with us on our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum, our Facebook Motivational Mondays Forum. It is an open group. All are welcome. So if you're not already a part of the group, please just simply indicate that you would like to join the group. Again, it's an open group and all are welcome. If you are already a part of the group, I would love to hear what your centralized focus word is for the year. So put that in the comments in the chat and let us hear from you. And I want to thank you, those of you that are listening in today, to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. Today we're talking about the great gift, the great gift. And I open with saying, you get a gift, you get a gift, you get a gift, you get a gift. The reality is that we all have a gift. Some have gifts, plural. But this beautiful gift that you have, likening that to God's purpose and assignment on your life, it has not been designed to just stay wrapped up in this beautiful package known as you, you know, all wrapped up nicely in the beautiful paper with the tissue paper and the box and the bow and the ribbon and all of that. No, it was designed for you to uncover it, to discover it, unearth it, and now give it back. Now you're giving it back once you unearth that, once you unlock the code of your purpose. So God's greatest gift was the gift of Christ. And in that, each and every one of us has assignment. There's a plan for our lives, that our journey, the difficulty about our journey is navigating according to that plan and being in alignment with God's design for our lives. And so the acronym that I gave you today, GIFT, so that you can remember to maintain your focus as you go into this new year, GIFT, G-I-F-T, God's intended focus plan to live out. You are to live out the gift on your life, the giftings. You are to live them out, not just keep them packaged and wrapped up. Now, let me share with you what happens when you live out your gift. See, there are some benefits to giving. There are some benefits to giving. And what's so interesting is this, that when I mentioned and shared with you that when I was in the In-N-Out burger line, and I'm preparing to pay for my gift, for my order, and someone had gifted me with my meal, and then I said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and pay it forward and gift the person behind me. That felt good to do that random act of kindness. It was so unexpected for me to receive it. I wanted to give the person behind me that same feeling. Remember we said that psychologists have stated that gift-giving awakens joy, happiness, excitement, and cheer. And so I felt all of that when I was able to give that random act of kindness to the person behind me. Now, did they give it back? I don't know. I can't say. They may have needed that meal and they weren't able to pay for the person behind them. Who knows? The person behind me, their meal was more than my meal. But that was okay. I was able to do it. But, you know, they could have tried to take that on and had limited resources and gotten themselves in a pickle because the person's meal behind them was more than theirs. I don't know. But what I want us to focus in on is the feelings that stir up when you give. And what are you giving? You may be saying, Coach Adams, what am I giving? You are giving your gift, which is your purpose in living out God's design plan for your life. That is the gift that you're giving, ultimately. You're living out God's assignment for your life. You're writing the book. You're finishing it. You are starting the business. You're doing it. You are writing the film, the screenplay. You're writing the stage play. You're writing the song, the album, whatever it may be. Bottom line, you're not taking that which was given to you, the great gift that's a treasure to humanity. You're not taking it to the grave. I love the quote by Dr. Miles Monroe that I reference often. He was noted for saying that the graveyard is the richest plot of land. Why? Because dead dreams, visions, and ideas were buried there. So don't bury your talent. Don't bury your gift. Unwrap it. Give it back. Ultimately, that's what you should be doing. Remember that the gift is God's intended focused plan to you, for you to live out. God's intended focused plan to you, for you to live out. Are you living out God's plan? I thought I would pause for a moment to give you an opportunity to think about that. Are you living out God's intended plan for your life, not for someone else's life? Are you living out God's intended focused plan that he's given to you for your life? Are you living it out daily? Well, let me tell you the benefits of giving, gift giving. Because when you live out the purpose that God has given you, there are some benefits to that. There are some benefits to giving in general. And so we're crossing this over as it relates to our purpose and our assignment, but know that the steps that we're talking about, just when you give in general, when you approach life from a place of generosity, generosity helps with your self-development. I want you to understand that there are great benefits to you for you giving the gift that was placed in you. And have you identified what that is? If you're struggling, figure it out. Figure it out. Why? It brings us back to, you get a gift, you get a gift, you get a gift. You have a gifting. You have an area of gifting that is specific to only you. Why? Because no one has your DNA, your fingerprints, your gift that has been coded. Okay, so yes. For example, you may have the gift of speaking. I have the gift of speaking. But your style would be different than my style because of your makeup, your experience, and mine. So know that there may be like titles. You may have a film to create. You may have a song to write. You may have a book. But because it's your project that has been given to you, it's uniquely different, and it's been designed exclusively for you because that is your gift to give to humanity, to give to this world, and to leave as a legacy. And so you must give that gift. But let's look at the benefit of gift giving because I think that it's so important to know the why, the benefit to giving gifts. So number one, when you give your gift, it increases your personal significance. Why? Because you're tapping into and living out your higher call of purpose. And of course, when someone that you love unwraps a gift that you specifically chose for them, that you chose just for them, it can be one of the most fulfilling things. It really can be very fulfilling. think about this year, the gifts that I gave my family. I'm in California. They're in Texas. I usually go for Christmas specifically. I'm usually there. However, I have a consulting assignment that I'm under contract until the end of the month. And so I'm not going to Texas until later in the month, right? And so I was going to not be there for Christmas specifically. And so I thought long and hard as we're talking about the greater significance and what happens when someone you love unwraps a gift that you chose, that you thoughtfully picked out, selected for them. And so I gave great thought to, what would my family, being that I was not able to be there specifically for Christmas, right? And I gave some great thought, and so I sent them something that I said, this is different. This is special, and it was unique, and I gave some great thought to, And when I tell you, it was so fulfilling and rewarding when I got the call of, that was perfect. That was just what I needed. That was so sweet. That was whatever the responses were. And so a benefit of gift giving and giving your gift of purpose and the assignment that God has coded in your very DNA, it increases your significance because of the higher call of purpose. Two, it reduces stress. Why does it reduce stress? Because you're no longer feeling this uncertainty and the anxiety of, I don't know what my life is all about. I don't, the angst of not being clear on your assignment and your purpose. Because it doesn't mean that life is perfect by no means. It does not mean that. But now you're not navigating on your journey blindfolded, banging into walls and different things because you have blinders on and you can't see. You see, when we unwrap the gift that God has given us as it relates to purpose, it reduces stress and anxiety because now we may have once been blind. When you get that beautiful wrapped gift, in essence, you are blind to what's on the inside until you open it up. But once you open it, now you can see, this is what it is. And so the same is true for your purpose and God's assignment. Until you unlock the code of that, until you unearth that, you're blind. And being blind brings with it anxiety, stress, uncertainty. And so when you unlock that code and you are able to live out the purpose that God has called you to, although there may be difficult moments on the journey because that's a part of the journey, the highs and the lows, the ups and the downs, the challenges. But now you're moving with a greater focus. You're moving and navigating with clarity on your journey. And so, yes, a benefit of giving the gift that God has placed in you is that it reduces your stress. Because you are now clear on your journey, you have clarity. Thing is that it strengthens the relationships around you. It strengthens your personal relationship. It strengthens your professional relationship because of the clarity that has been gleaned from now knowing there is something special that happens. And because you are now able to give the gift of why you were created to the people around you, you're now able to add value to the humanity around you. Now that makes a difference and strengthens your value, your relationship, personally and professionally, because you are giving back in essence. to yourself, to the world around you. You are, in essence, the gift that you are giving through living out your assignment and your purpose, the very reason why you were created. And this is a thing. Absolutely everything has a purpose. Everything has a purpose. You know, I often reference, because I often have it sitting on my desk in the studio, a water bottle with water in it. The water bottle itself serves a purpose. Alone, the water bottle has no value. Alone, by itself. Value comes in that it's able to contain the H2O that hydrates your body. But you need the bottle to hold the H2O in so that now when you're ready, you can take the cap off and drink it. Oh, speaking of the cap itself serves a purpose as well. The cap supports in containing the water on the inside, but it allows you to take the cap off and drink as you would. So the bottle serves a purpose. The cap serves a purpose. The H2O in the bottle serves the purpose of hydrating your body. So when you understand that, your gift serves a purpose to humanity, to the world around you. Your gift adds value. And because it adds value, it is bringing value to the people around you. That's why it strengthens relationships around you personally and professionally. When you are unable to unwrap that gift that has been given to you. Now, we said that it increases your significance, the benefits of giving, gift giving, giving you your gift, your assignment to the world around you. It increases your significance because you're navigating based on a higher call of purpose. It reduces your stress because you're moving on your journey with great clarity. You're not feeling the angst of the unknown of, oh, my God, I don't know what it is. Oh, my God. Blah, blah, blah. Feeling like a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. It strengthens your personal and professional relationships because you are adding value to humanity around you. The other is it enables you to walk boldly in one of your birthrights, and that being the birthright of confidence. Because when you were once blind and you couldn't see, you were moving through life with blinders on. If you think about this, if you can't see and you're moving through life with blinders on, there's a lack of confidence that comes in that because you can't see. You're not sure on where you're going because you don't have the sight to see. And so when you're able to unwrap the gift, the assignment, the call on your life, now you're able to move on your journey with greater confidence because you have the clarity that you need. You know what the trajectory is and the direction in which you should be moving in to add value to humanity. Think about that. Woo! So the benefits of gift giving, giving of the gift that is likened to your assignment, we're using this as a metaphor today. I don't want you to miss it. And we said that this gift acronym, God's intended focus plan to you, for you to live out. So this gift and the benefits of giving the gift that has been placed in you, your assignment, your purpose, God's higher call is number one, it increases your significance. It increases your significance and anxiety because you now understand and you've gotten to that place of resolve around not having the sight to see, and now you can see. It strengthens your relationships because you're adding value to the people around you based on the gift that has been placed in you, that higher call of purpose, and unwrapping that so that you can give that to the world around you. You are now able to walk boldly in your birthright of confidence. You're more confident on your journey. You know, I think about before I made the connection with God's purpose for my life, as you know it to be, lifestyle, when I was not operating in who I've grown and developed to be based on my journey of discovering God's purpose and assignment for my life, I could truly relate to the lack of confidence because I wasn't sure. I didn't know. There was hesitation, all of those things. And no, it doesn't mean that life does not present with it challenges that we have to operate and process through. But the lack of confidence on my journey came from being a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. Well, that square peg wasn't designed for that space, so there was constant friction. I didn't have the confidence until I made the connection. And even in the moments of uncertainty, what I've grown to know to be true, that I'm living out God's purpose and assignment, the gifting on my life. And then lastly, when you give, it increases your gratitude. Oh, your heart is grateful. And your heart is grateful because you are living out the intended purpose for your life. You are living life that is more significant. Your stress has been reduced because you have the clarity that you need. Your relationships around you have been strengthened. They're stronger. They're richer because you're adding value. You're adding value. You're moving with greater confidence and ease because you have the clarity that you need. And so all of that connecting together increases your heart of gratitude, and you appreciate the simple abundance. You know, I want to give to you, and my offer to you through my Impact 100 is that, and I want you to know, hear my heart. I am committed to assisting individuals on their journey personally and professionally, their growth journey, through the powerful, what it, here's the word, gift of empowerment that I have available. So if you're interested in hearing more about Coach Adams' Full Circle of Empowerment, I want you to text and or call 310-289-2101. Text or call 310-289-2101. Simply, if you're texting, text your name and Full Circle, and I'll know that you want to learn more about my Full Circle of Empowerment. Again, I want to remind you that we're closing out the year. This is our last Monday in 2022. When we come together, 2023, it's going to be a new year, and we would have said, Happy New Year! And I want to challenge you to come up with a single word that would represent the theme of what you believe you have seen for your life for 2023. For me, it's increase. And so, and that increase is an area of my life that I would be growing in my intensity, that I would be growing in greater value, that I'm increasing. And so that is my word focus for the year. What is yours? I would love to hear it. You can text it to 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, Again, if you're not a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum and you want to join the group, simply ask to join, and it is an open group, and that would be another way to continue the dialogue, to meet us in the comments and share your single focus word for the year. So as we close out today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we talked about today the richness of a great gift. And know that there is a special gifting on the inside of you, and you have to unwrap that. And then this unwrapping this gift, this intended purpose that God has for you, God's intended focus plan to you for you to live out, not for someone else to live out, but for you to live out. There are benefits to giving your gift. There's increased significance, reduced stress and anxiety. Your relationships are strengthened and more rich. They're richer. You are able to walk in your birthright of confidence, and you have increased gratitude. And we talked about on last week and the week before that you can't have competing thoughts. So when you are in a place of gratitude, you navigate on your journey with greater clarity because of the single eyes focus, but you feel better about your journey in general. And if you want support, I would love to support you on your journey as your personal and professional coach through my full circle of coaching empowerment. And again, you can reach out to our team for that. I am so looking forward to connecting with you in 2023 and continuing this momentum of jumpstarting each and every week, powered with the full circle of empowerment tools that are available through Coach Adams and Win International and Motivational Mondays, and the deposits that we would make, the gems and nuggets that we would give you on your journey. So I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. Let's stay connected. Have a safe week as you prepare to welcome in this new year and continue to tap into the gifting that has been placed in you and give that special gift. Unwrap it and give it to the world. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll hear you on next week. Happy New Year!